most small businesses struggle with marketing, but in reality, you only need 60 seconds per day to get started and to get more customers. But before we dive into that, who the heck am I? My name's Lucas. I work with an agency called Growing Media Marketing, and this podcast is all about marketing, helping you grow, helping you develop, and helping you launch your business in any way possible. And although we focus on marketing, it's all about, you know, personal development and taking the right systems and the strategies to take your business to the next level. And so in this podcast today, we're going to talk about how, you know, marketing, it gets very overcomplicated a lot of the time. People see this big mountain that they need to climb. They have all these things that they think they need to do. Everyone's telling you, you need to have, Google ads and Facebook ads and Instagram ads and TikTok ads. And, you need to be emailing them every day and you need to be doing all these things, right? And the list can go on forever to where you're just like, okay, I don't want to do any of it. I just want to do my business. Well, you don't have to do all that starting out. Okay. And actually you probably shouldn't. Because it is overwhelming and you didn't sign up to be a marketer. You signed up to be a business owner. You signed up to do the thing that you're good at. And so we want to help you do that. And so this episode, I'm going to show you three cool ways that you can just post a simple piece of content every day or 3 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever you want to do in under 60 seconds a day. Okay. So super, super simple. You don't have to overthink it. You don't have to overdo it. You don't have to be fancy. You just have a phone with a camera on it and you'll be set. Okay. Cause like most small businesses, you know, like a simple content strategy, simple, right? People are often like, yeah, you need to do this type of thing this day, this type of thing that day, and do all these things. And it doesn't have to be like that starting out, okay? You don't have to get so specific. And honestly, you shouldn't, because with your business and with your content and with who you are, you should be testing the waters and seeing what works first. You don't really know what's going to work with you compared to what works with other people, because everybody's different and everybody's going to react differently. So first things first. First way to like share something is it can be so simple as just sharing a tip about your business. And so if it's like, you know, say you're a lawn care company and you are servicing a lot of customers, and this one thing keeps coming up that you're like, if customers just did this, it would make their lawn that much better. And they, you know, it's stuff that like they don't really need to be paying you for. It's something that you don't really offer. Or maybe it's a product that you do offer and you say, hey, if you just started using this, you know, once a month and, you know, say that quote unquote, the product is like $30 a month. You know, if you just use this $30 a month, your lawn would look 20% better. And just sharing small tips like that, just giving people valuable information is going to not only grow your audience on your social media platforms, but it's just going to pivot you into being the person that they trust to help with that specific thing like lawn care. And you want to position yourself as, one of those people that can be trusted, because people don't like to work with people that they don't trust, which should be obvious, but there's a lot of times that they don't even know they're not establishing trust, you know, just posting on your social media. These are the services we offer. You should use us. It's like, why should we use you? Like, what do you know? Are you just like, are you even good? And, you can look at reviews and all that stuff, but if you're posting consistent content where people can click on a video or a photo and be like, oh wow, this person like really helped me, you know, and it took them 2 minutes to watch it or read the caption for the content. And so, you know, step one is just share something helpful, be helpful. Okay. We live in a world now where there's so many people posting so many things that don't matter or are negative or are just straight up not helpful at all. It's just a waste of time. And so one of the best things that you can do is just be helpful to people in your niche, right? Be helpful. All right. Step two is show some behind the scenes. So I think often we undervalue how interested people are in what we do. And they may not say it. They may not be like, hey, I want to know more about what you do. But if you like pull up some pictures and be like, oh yeah, this is kind of like behind the scenes of like what it looks like to get from point A to point B. So on the TV show that we produce called The Spiel, it's on Fox. You guys should check it out. It's on YouTube. You can watch all the episodes, also on DBTV. We always show every episode a behind the scenes, and it's usually like about 5 minutes long. And it's cool because you get to see how the camera guys operate. You get to see how I operate with the audio. You get to see us be goofy behind the camera because it's, you know, sometimes it's a very serious show. We have some really cool interviews and we do some music and we do some, you know, cooking and some with some chefs and everything. And it can look very serious, but in the background, it's like, oh man, we're all just having fun. We're just having a great time and we're hanging out with each other. And you get to see like where all the lights are set up and where I'm miking people, you know, like I'm hiding a mic on their shirt or something. And so you get to really dive into, hey, what does that look like? I've never been on a movie set. I've never been on a TV show set or whatever. And so people are interested in that, you know, because I think there's a lot of times when people are like, how did they do that? You know? And so show some behind the scenes. Showing behind the scenes content is always cool. And people, they kind of feel like they get to be in your world for a second. And again, we'll establish trust again, because, you know, people want to work with people who they trust, right? As we said before. And so showing them kind of the vulnerable side or showing them, hey, this is how we got from this, or it's only going to enhance your business and your brand and people trusting you. Okay. And then the last thing is, and this seems so obvious, but the last thing is answer your customers' questions. So one thing that you can do is if you're getting the same question over and over again from your customers, or maybe on social media, people are like asking the same question, or it's the same question in all your sales calls or something like that. Just do a video about it. Make it so simple. Be like, hey, people have asked me this question and I want to answer it. And again, you're adding value because you're literally answering their direct questions, things that people are curious about, things or people that people are continuously asking about. If you're answering those questions for free on the internet, and obviously you don't want to give too much away depending on your business, but like if you're answering those questions, people are going to then come back to you. And if you're answering those questions, adding value, helping them out, showing them behind the scenes, being a little bit vulnerable in how you do things, then you're going to be the first person that they think of when they need you. Like if they need lawn care, or if they need a plumber, or if they want to start going back to school, you know, and you're a college or something, you are going to be the person that's trusted. And they're going to be like, oh yeah, that's the person I need to work with. That's the person I need to reach out to. That's the person I need guidance from. I need coaching from. I need these services from. Okay. And so that's it. And you don't have to do all these a day. Like just pick one. Just pick one, do it a day. And so for example, one thing you can do, if you don't like being on camera, which I totally get, I didn't like being on camera for the longest time. I've gotten used to it. I'm used to looking at this little black dot staring back at me. But if you're not okay with that, that's okay. You don't have to be. You can just film the thing that you're doing, the behind the scenes, the helpful tip, the answering the question, and you can talk behind the camera, or you can just take photos and answer the question in the caption, add value in the caption, talk about the behind the scenes in the caption, okay? And then eventually you can work your way up to being on camera and everything. And that's it. Like, that's it. It's 60 seconds a day, because most of your posts, whether if it's a video, it doesn't need to be more than 30 seconds. People don't even got that kind of time. And everybody's, you know, attention span is abysmal right now. So if you're going over 30 seconds, you might lose them pretty quickly. And so don't overthink it. Make it short, make it simple, make it sweet. And one of the best pieces of advice that I can give you on how you talk about what you're talking about is make it so easy to understand that a fifth grader would understand what you're talking about. Because a lot of people, they don't know the lingo in your industry or in your niche. And I often get that a lot. My wife always tells me I'm speaking in audio, like a whole different language when I'm talking about audio to another audio engineer. And so you have to dumb it down for people. You have to, which sounds bad, right? And we're not saying that people are dumb. It's just they're not in the world. They don't understand how you talk about those things. So whenever you talk about that thing like you are talking to a fifth grader so that they would understand what you're talking about. And so I would say the first thing you can do is just record a 30-second video and then post it and then just keep doing it. Or take a collage of photos, you know, and then post it with a really well, written caption that explains what you're doing and how you can help people. And at the end of the videos, once you're comfortable with that, you can do a call to action. You can be like, hey, if you want to know more, if you'd like to work with us, reach out, send us a DM or send us an email or go to the website and fill out a form, whatever it is for you guys, whatever the call to action needs to be. And I promise you, it will bring in more customers and then you'll have more business. Now, if you guys want to take this to a whole nother level, if say you do this, right, and you have some success and it's great, but you want to, but you're like, oh man, it's working. I feel like I should do a lot more marketing because I really want to scale. I really want to grow my business. But you don't have the time, right? Like you're the business owner. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't be filming content day in and day out. Well, here's the thing. This is what we specialize in. Okay. Here at Growing Media Marketing, we specialize in content abound, like, and we'll make sure it goes out to wherever you need to. And we'll make sure it's all edited and well equipped. All of the captions and stuff are well written with a call to actions back to you so you can get more business. And here's the thing that we like to offer our clients is we film one day. So you give us like a 4 to 8 hour day to film. And we will have content for you for the next 90 days. I'm talking 90 days. So you give us one day where we can go film at your place and we can gather content. We get all the B-roll footage. We bring a whole team out. And then we can post and we can edit and provide content for you for 90 days. So that's 90 days. You don't ever have to worry about it. Like you can literally be so hands-off to the extent that you are just doing your business and you have clients coming in and your social media account is growing and you're getting more customers. Okay. So if you guys are interested in that, please reach out to us. Go to growingmediamarketing.com, fill out the contact form. We would love to work with you. And if you guys don't want to do something that big, we work with all businesses at all budgets. So please reach out to us. We would love to work with you. And so back to what I was saying is you don't need more than 60 seconds. Because I feel like you could record a video in 30 seconds, write a short caption, and post it right away. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about being perfect. Just get the content out. Start posting content. I'm telling you, it's going to change. It's going to change your business. It's going to change your life. Because sometimes whenever you go to explain something, you're like, oh, I don't actually know as much. I need to actually word this differently because it makes sense to me, but I need to learn how to word it to somebody, to explain it to somebody. And so, yeah, do that. Telling you, do it. Anyways, so happy that you guys saw this episode. So happy that we were able to help you. If you guys, please like and subscribe. If you guys are watching YouTube and subscribe to the podcast, if you guys are listening. And we post a new episode every single Monday. So be on the lookout for that. And again, go to growingmediamarketing.com if you guys would love to work with us. Love you. Bye.